to the Speaker Box Below, episode 660. I'm your host, Mel Foster, and we have for you once again a brand new 7-track special. New music, just for you, no one else. Unless, of course, you share it with your friends, and then, you know, we'll let them listen too. But we have brand new music for you, 7 tracks for your last 7 days since we last drop this podcast on you and in your eardrums. We have got a whole collection of interesting stuff. Eclectic as you get. Eclectic as we usually get anyway. We're going to kick things off with our hottest record of the week. It is our record of the week. The record of the week. It comes from Kurt Vile, coming from his brand new album, Waking on a Pretty Days. The track is called Waking on a Pretty Day. See what he did there? It's a 9-minute stonker, and I use that word in the most affectionate way, because if I wasn't, it wouldn't be our record of the week, but it is. It's brand new Kurt Vile. You're listening to the Speaker Box Below. This is Waking on a Pretty Day.
Thank you. bag, I'm gonna drop along the way today.
There we go, record of the week coming courtesy of Kurt Vile from his brand new album Waking on a Pretty Days. That was Waking on a Pretty Day, plural, and it's not spelled D-A-Z-E, as the album is. That album is coming out pretty soon, in the next couple of months, I think, so let's have our fingers crossed we get to hear a little bit more of it before it actually drops in full. Because if it's anything like that track, I'm gonna put it out there. I've got a feeling I'm gonna like that Kurt Vile record quite a bit. I certainly liked his last album, Smoke Ring, for my Halo, so I have some high expectations for Mr. Vile for this next record. But let's get into the rest of the show. Let's dive into our Holy Trilogy. That's not one, not two, but three hot tracks that have emerged recently just for you to hear right here on the Speaker Box Below podcast. This week in our Holy Trilogy, we have for you brand new from the time of the creator, Domo 23, brand new from his album Wolf, which is coming out a little bit later this year, pretty soon as well, actually, I believe. We also have from Disclosure, you may have heard their work with Aluna George of recent times, but we're going to play you a little track from their own stash. It's featuring a vocalist by the name Sam Smith, and the track is called Latch. That's from Disclosure. And then we're going to finish up this week's Holy Trilogy with Half Moon Run, but the track Full Circle. So there you go, Tyler the Creator, Disclosure, and Half Moon Run back to back. So that means I'm going to play them all for you right now. So dive in to What Is Lovely, and I will see you on the other side.
Sick to my motherfucking tummy. Bitch must think I'm a motherfucking dummy. Because I just bummy, bitch think I'm broke. Bitch, I ate one roach and I made a lot of money. Pappas is bastard. Clancy is my slave master. Thanks to them crackers, my pockets are fatter than excess shit that's waiting on jazz. Lie. Never popped a bottle, but I fucked a couple models in Europe. Yep, and a couple of them swallowed. Meet me halfway, bitch, I'm going all in. And I never pull back, shout out to my nigga Taco. A couple facts through a little his fit. Came to Pitchfork with a couple Jada Pickett signs and said I was a racist homophobic. So I grabbed Lucas and filmed us kissing. Feelings getting caught, it's off, I'm pissing. You think I give a fuck? I ain't even stick my dick in yet. No homo, too soon. And while y'all rolling doobies, I be in my bedroom scoring movies. Still excited like a fucking newbie. Suck my dick, motherfucker, sue me. Mom got a new whip so she could scoop me. A year ago, I ain't had no hoopty. Four-story home, got to climb 8 set of stairs just to see where my fucking roof be. With a goddamn sick, and I'm tripping Boss David Beckham. We'll fall cause shit's going down, just like Rodney King's swimming lessons. Now me and Justin Smoke Sherman been talking about freeing perms and purchasing weapons, naming them and aim them in one direction.
Wait a minute.
It sound like midgets in a goddamn speaker anytime you play this shit loud. But that's just me trying to get milk now and a grunt to the goddamn cow. Hit me on my beat for why Captain Hook suck my Peter Pan camera repeat procedure. And when the beat drop, have a goddamn seizure.
Never.
at first a sharpish pain that returns as a thought. Let the needle in your skin will bring you closer to God. And I watch as your hand turns full circle. I'm hopeless with no coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing nothing, blowing off the rest. And the riddles and the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks and fracture from your hip to your chest. As I watch as your hand turns full circle.
Brand new music from Tyler the Creator with the track Domo 23. Now we had Latch featuring Sam Smith by Disclosure, and then finishing us off and taking us full circle, we had Full Circle by Half Moon Run. I'm having so much trouble just saying the most simple of words at the minute, but I hope that you are still holding up with me. So there we go, that is our Holy Trilogy for this week. Trying to make it a little bit different, trying to switch things up a little bit and make the mix a little bit more eclectic. Well, we always try and make it eclectic, but there you go, that is your Holy Trilogy this week. We're going to move on into Album of the Week. We teased what it might have been last week, and we can confirm that it is, of course, brand new from Folds. The album is called Holy Fire, the much-anticipated follow-up to Total Life Forever. There is an album review for it up now at thespeakerboxbelow.com. But in the meantime, we're going to play you one of my favourite tracks from the album. It's called Moon. It's closing off the album. The album, of course, being our Album of the Week, Holy Fire by Folds. This is Moon. Enjoy, and I will see you on the other side of this. Thank you.
daisy chains on my head. It is coming now, my friend, and it's the end.
There you go, album of the week, Holy Fire by Foles. The track we played you was the album Closer Moon. Definitely worth checking out if you are a Foles fan. Even if you're not, it's definitely worth giving a listen to. You never know, you may just find a new band to love within Foles. And we're going to move on into our speaker box, record box collection. Each week we pick one track to stick inside of our metaphysical record box collection. We have been collecting these tracks for quite some time now. I forget what number we're on, but we are getting up there in terms of the digits. If you want to suggest a record that should be in our record box collection, that should be in any collection, or if you just want to dedicate a track to somebody perhaps and let us know, you can get in touch with me at thespeakerboxbelow.com, screeninvasion.com, or via Twitter at twitter.com/IamMalkovich. Let me know what you think should go into our record box collection. This week it is an old favourite of mine from a few years back by a group called Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. You may have heard of them, you may just be being exposed to them for the first time. But the track is called Party Started. It is an absolute smashing track. I don't know why I'm using that word, but I am. I use it twice. That's how good it is. It's double smashing. It is Party Started. It's the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble on the speaker box below. Record box collection. Entry number something. It's the latest one. It's the latest induction. So turn it up loud and get ready to get your party stomp on like a party dinosaur of sorts. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Here's the record. Enjoy. Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, Party Started, Record Box Collection. Good music, good times, even better people. We'll be right back. Hypnotic Brass Ensemble getting the party started with the track Party Started, which is our latest induction into the Speaker Box Below record collection. As I said, if you have a track that you think belongs in our record collection, or a track you just want to dedicate to somebody, then get in touch at screeninvasion.com, thespeakerboxbelow.com, or twitter.com/IamMalkovich, and let me know what that record is. We're going to wrap things up for episode 60, and as we always do, we're going to shine a light on somebody we think deserves some time and attention. And this week, our showcase inductee is beautiful, talented, wonderful young lady by the name of Laura Mavala. The track that we're playing in, is called Can't Live With The World. If you want to know more about Laura Mavala or any of the other artists that have made it into the showcase inductee ceremony, or any of the tracks that we've been playing on this show or any of the other shows we've done in the past, all you need to do is head on over to screeninvasion.com and thespeakerboxbelow.com for all the lowdown on everything involved there. But until then, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of this week's showcase artist, Laura Mavala. Can't Live With The World, and unfortunately you're going to have to live with us for another 7 days, or live without us for another 7 days. These seamless links are not quite as seamless as I was hoping they would be. But anyway, whatever you were listening to, until we come back at you next week, enjoy.
A long time. Rain.